This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Mikhail Zinstein reports at the Education Writers Association about Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to make tuition free at New York's public colleges and universities for students from families earning less than $125,000. Matt Chingos, a scholar at the Urban Institute, compares Cuomo's plan to previous proposals from Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton during the presidential campaign. Quote, the Sanders and Clinton plans, they included middle-income people, some upper-income people, but that's a way to get broad-based political support for a program that's also going to have significant benefits for low-income people, he said. Quote, whereas the Cuomo plan gives zero benefits to low-income people, it's completely a handout to the middle class, end quote. The Clinton and Sanders plans were first-dollar programs, with students receiving free tuition on top of what they'd receive in federal grants. Cuomo's plan is a last-dollar proposal, as the free tuition benefits only come after all other federal and state grants are applied to a student's tuition bill. The Cuomo plan most benefits families with income between $40,000 and $125,000 annually, but it only covers tuition. Read the full story at the Education Writers Association website. Timothy Knight reports in the Watershed Post about the fallout from the swastikas decorating Esperance in Schoharie County recently. Police arrested a 13-year-old on January 5th, charged with 10 counts of making graffiti and one count of burglary in the third degree, with a future date in family court. Police say the teenager acted alone and deny any ethnic or racial hatred, saying the teen knew the symbol through video games and chose the swastika because it was easy to draw. But the alleged unsophistication of method came with very specific targets, including a church and a business run by a former state senator. The Esperance, Old Stone Presbyterian Church, built in 1824, and CC's Wool Farm Store, owned by former state senator and former WGXC host Cecilia Kachik, were among the targets. Quote, this is not what Schoharie County should be known for, she said. The swastikas were painted 2 weeks after the Schoharie County Board of Supervisors tabled a resolution calling for inclusion and respect, the Cobleskill Times-Journal reported. Republicans claim the resolution was too anti-Donald Trump, and it has been resubmitted to the Rules Committee. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Wendy Liberatore reports in the Albany Times-Union, among New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State speeches are several proposals for early voting in New York. Counties would have to provide at least one day of polling during the 12 days leading up to an election, and voters could register at the polls under the proposals. Quote, voting is the cornerstone of our democracy. This past election shined a bright light on the deficiencies of New York's antiquated election laws and the artificial barriers they create that prevent and discourage voters from exercising this sacred right, end quote, Cuomo said. Counties would have one early voting poll site for every 50,000 residents, with county boards of elections choosing locations. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International are trying to dismiss a federal class action lawsuit on behalf of the residents in Hoosick Falls affected by the company's contamination of the water supply in the Rensselaer County town. Both companies are charged with leaking perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, into the water supply in the town. Current and former residents of the town are represented in the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Albany, seeking unspecified damages and long-term medical monitoring. Attorneys for Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International contend it is a case of exposure. And despite national headlines about poisoned water in Hoosick Falls, the companies also say they are not responsible for declining property values in and around the town. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.